You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Patty from Norwood.
Hi, Patty.
Hey, Kennedy. How are you today?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Patty?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dan, you know what I love? Good, good phone.
Mm-hmm.
Patty, you have great phone. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we also have John Luca and Joey here, my 11-year-old twins.
John Luca and Joey. Okay.
Yes.
How old are they?
They are 11.
11, sorry. Oh, okay. 11-year-old boys. That's fun.
Nope. Actually, Joey is Josephine. She's a girl.
Okay. Plot twist.
Right?
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has left the studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Jason Kelsey's duet with Stevie Nicks, Maybe This Christmas, dethroned Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You on the iTunes Holiday 100 chart. But it's still early in the holiday season. Which band is Stevie Nicks known for?
Oh, it's not coming to me.
All right. Lady Gaga will be in Wednesday season 2, but there's no word on her role. It's currently in production in Europe. What is the name of the eccentric uncle in the Addams Family?
No, I don't know it. You don't know it?
Yes, I do.
You got it, Joey.
Come on, Joey.
I promise.
It does.
Uncle Fester?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Look at that. I knew she knew it.
She's a smart one in the family.
Question number three. That's the rumors right. about Hugh Jackman stepping out on his wife with a co-star might have been true. The best friend of Hugh's ex-wife seemingly confirmed it on social media. Which country is Hugh from?
Australia?
Sydney Sweeney says women in Hollywood do not stand up for each other. She says none of that is happening. It's just a front for all the other crap that they say behind everyone's back. Sydney Sweeney starred in a superhero movie earlier this year that was a huge flop. It also starred Dakota Johnson in the lead role. Name the movie.
No idea.
You're not the only one who didn't see
question
it.
Question okay. number five. 173 years ago today in 1851, a little book Herman Melville wrote called Moby Dick was first published in the United States. What is the name of the sea captain who chases Moby Dick in the book? Ask Joey.
Joey's definitely saying no, she doesn't know.
She hasn't read Moby Dick yet.
I want to say, oh no, that's not it. I want to say Captain Nimoy, but I know that's not correct.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! You thinking of Leonard Nimoy?
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
So Patty, along with John Luca and Joey, the 11-year-old twins. Joey is Josephine, by the way.
Hello.
Just so you know. They got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Oh,
one for each twin.
So bad.
These are hard. You ready?
Yep.
Jason Kelsey's duet with Stevie Nicks, Maybe This Christmas, dethroned Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You on the iTunes 100 holiday chart, but it's still in the early days of the season. I'm sure there'll be a comeback for Mariah. Comeback's always better than the setback, right, Kennedy?
She'll be fine.
Which band is Stevie Nicks known for?
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, 1-0. Lady Gaga will be in Wednesday season 2. No word on her role. It's currently in production in Europe. What is the name of the eccentric uncle in the Addams Family?
Uncle Fester.
2-1. The rumors about Hugh Jackman stepping out on his wife with a co-star might have been true. The best friend of Hugh's ex-wife seemingly confirmed it on social media. Which country is Hugh from?
Australia.
3-2. Question number 4. Sydney Sweeney says women in Hollywood do not stand up for one another. She says, and I quote, none of that is happening. It's just a front for all the other crap that they say behind everyone's back. Sydney Sweeney starred in a superhero movie earlier this year. It was a huge flop. Dakota Johnson was the lead role. Name the film.
Madam something. I don't know.
Madam Webb. 3-2. Question number 5. 173 years ago today in 1851, a little book by Herman Melville called Moby Dick was first published in the United States. What is the name of the sea captain who chases Moby Dick in the book?
Ishmael? Ahab.
Captain Ahab is the correct answer. Captain.
Took his leg.
Not Captain Nimoy.
No, not Captain Nimoy. I knew it was wrong, but that's all that was in my head.
I bet Spock would be able to catch Moby Dick, though.
He totally could. Use the mind control.
Well, they used whales, you know, in Star Trek 4.
That's right, yes.
Nerd!
That was a deep cut, Kennedy. That was amazing.
That's what the movie's all about.
I know. Just hadn't thought about the fourth installment of a Star Trek movie in a hot minute.
I don't know what to tell you.
I might have to go watch that this weekend. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Patty, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and John Lucas and Joey, thank you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Patty, John Luca, and Joey, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jackie from Lowell.
Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Lowell.
Kennedy, how's the weather, the traffic?
That's my girl. It's awesome and it sucks. And there you go.
Lol.
Jackie, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure thing. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all about pop culture stuff. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, we give you the money. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio so she can hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Travis Barker turns 49 today. He's the drummer for which band?
Oh, I don't know. Sum 41?
Question number two. The King of England, King Charles III, turns 76 today. What is the name of Charles' first wife and the mother of his kids?
Princess Diana?
Question number three. Joe Exotic did an interview from prison saying he wants Donald Trump to appoint him head of Fish and Wildlife Services.
Shoot or shoot.
Which show brought Joe Exotic to fame?
Oh, my God. I watched this.
How quickly did you
forget? Oh, my God. Joe Exotic was on... Oh, man. The show with all the animals and the zoo and the...
Yep. And the murder.
I don't know.
The math.
What was it? I don't know.
Question number four. It was 16 years ago today in 2008. Quantum of Solace was released. It was the 22nd James Bond movie. And Daniel Craig's second turn is 007. What is Craig's first Bond movie?
Oh, God. These are hard. GoldenEye?
Question number five, the premiere of Harry Potter Wizards of Baking is at 8 p.m. tonight on the Food Network and Max. It will be hosted by the Weasley twins. What are the Weasley twins' names in Harry Potter?
George and... Oh, man, it's a hard...
You're so close.
George and...
Gary.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. George.
Kennedy!
I might give her a half on that one.
Oh, God, those are hard.
Those are tough questions. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I'm going to give Jackie 1.5.
Okay.
Feeling
generous?
I was feeling generous.
Spirit is with you?
Yes, yeah. It is.
She deals with middle schoolers all day. She deserves it.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Travis Barker turns 49 today. He's the drummer for which band?
Blink-182.
1-0.
Oh.
The King of England, King Charles III, turns 76 years old today. What is the name of Charles' first wife and the mother of his kids?
Diana.
2-1. Joe Exotic did an interview from prison saying he wants Donald Trump to appoint him the head of Fish and Wildlife Services.
Well, you know what? After what's happened this week, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Kennedy, I want to be the director of the FCC.
Done. Handled.
They won't let me be me.
I think you need a criminal record first, though, but go ahead.
Which show brought Joe Exotic to fame?
The Tiger King.
3-1.
Oh,
Tiger King. You sound so exasperated.
It's so much easier once Kennedy says it. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
16 years
ago. And I watched every episode.
I know, we all did.
Twice?
It was great.
16 years ago today in 2008, Quantum of Solace was released. It was the 22nd James Bond movie and Daniel Craig's second turn as 007. What is Craig's first Bond movie?
Casino Royale,
4-1. And question number 5, the premiere of Harry Potter Wizards of Baking is at 8 p.m. tonight on Food Network and Max. It will be hosted by the Weasley twins.
Oh.
What were the Weasley twins' names in Harry Potter?
Fred and George?
That is correct.
Mischief managed, Kennedy.
Mischief managed.
5-1.5 is the final score.
How much is that? 10 shillings. I'm family. 15 shillings.
Well, that was a great win, Kennedy. Jackie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But first of all, thank you for being what I'm sure is a fantastic teacher.
Yes.
Thank you.
How many days
till? Shout out to McCarthy Middle School.
Yeah, to what school?
McCarthy Middle School in Chelmsford.
All right.
What's your mascot?
The Lions.
How many days to a holiday break?
Oh, we got 2 more weeks till Thanksgiving.
Let's go!
All right, Jackie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jackie from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Joe from Newton, New Hampshire.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dave Coulier is battling stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but he says it's highly curable. He only found out last month, and he's already had 3 surgeries, and he's undergoing chemo until February. Who did he play on Full House?
Joey.
Mark Zuckerberg recorded a bizarre acoustic cover of Get Low with T-Pain. It was a dating anniversary gift to his wife because the song was playing when they first met at a college party. Which college did Zuckerberg and his wife both attend?
MIT.
They called themselves Z-Pain. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not see that one.
Question number 3. Jake Paul wore a $100,000 diamond-spiked ear protector to the press conference for his fight against Mike Tyson tomorrow night. Whose ear did Mike nibble on in the past?
Muhammad Ali.
Question number 4. Snoop Dogg has a new jewelry line called Love Child. Snoop has publicly stated not only one person that there's only been one person ever smoked him out. Can you name the one celebrity to outsmoke Snoop Dogg?
Dr. Dre.
And question number 5. Michael Strahan apologized for not putting his hand over his heart during the national anthem on Fox NFL Sunday. He said, "If that offended any of our military and veterans, I apologize to you because that was never my intent." He played on the only team to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl on 2 separate occasions. Name that team.
Tampa Bay.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Joe, I understand you are an electrician.
An IBEW electrician.
Let's go.
All right, good guy, local guy.
Part of the brotherhood, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Joe the electrician got 1 out of 5.
Wow, brutal.
Am I all alone here?
It's been so long, I forgot.
No, this is the second time this has happened, and I did it, and you guys are just going, hmm?
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. Coach, where were you on that, Kathy?
In my head.
I'm tired of carrying you.
Yep. Your back hurts, don't it, Dan?
I was just trying to think of electrical puns, to be honest with you.
My brother's an electrician. Sometimes I call him Sparky.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Dave Coulier is battling stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but he says it's highly curable. He found out last month, and he's already had 3 surgeries. He'll be undergoing chemo until February. Who did he play on Full House?
Uncle Joey.
1-1. Mark Zuckerberg recorded a bizarre acoustic cover of Get Low with T-Pain. It was a dating anniversary gift to his wife because the song was playing when they first met at a college party. Which college did Zuckerberg and his wife both attend?
He went to Harvard. Do you want to hear it?
I heard it already. What number is it?
DIR1.
DIR1.
Mm-hmm.
369, damn, you're fine. Hoping you can sock it to me, baby, one more time.
For his wife.
Get low, get low, get low, get low. Get low, get low, get low. Get low, get low, get low.
You needed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I was telling Dan they call themselves Z-Pain.
It's so good.
Good. 2-1, question number 3.
Funny.
Jake Paul wore a $100,000 diamond spiked ear protector to the press conference for his fight against Mike Tyson. That's funny. Mike Tyson did nibble on somebody's ear in the past. Who was it?
Evander Holyfield, I believe.
The fight's tomorrow night. Are you going to watch it?
No.
I knew that too. I'm
definitely going to watch this.
It's free on Netflix. Yeah. I wouldn't pay for it, but
I'm not paying for it, but it's free. Absolutely. Yeah. I want to see this show. 3-1. Question number 4. Snoop Dogg has a new jewelry line called Love Child. Snoop has publicly stated only one person ever has outsmoked him. Who was it?
Willie Nelson.
It was Willie Nelson. 4-1. Question number 5. Michael Strahan apologized for not putting his hand over his heart during the national anthem on Fox NFL Sunday. He said, if that offended any of our military and veterans, I apologize because that was never my intent. Michael Strahan played on the only team to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl on 2 separate occasions. Name that team.
The Giants?
It was the New York Football Giants. Michael Strahan is a military brat. He grew up on military bases. His father's like a colonel or a general or something. Like, ease up on the guy. It's a little mistake here. Caught a lot of heat for this. Yeah.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a little too much. IMHO. 5-1 is the final score, Joe. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Is there something you would like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yes, my name is Joe from Newton, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.